We are coming.
The message resonated through my mind as I gripped the alien communication device. But what did it mean? I'd thought my main job was done when I finally interfaced with the Grendel device and averted Nuoth's destruction in the nick of time, all of 20 minutes ago. But then the device had activated again to send this frightening, baffling message. I tried to focus my thoughts to get more information. Coming here? To Mars? When? I thought frantically to them. And why? But instead of answering, they again pulled images, experiences, directly from my brain. Before, it had been like reliving all of my 16 years in the space of a few minutes. But this time, I re-experienced only the most emotionally intense moments of my life. Not surprisingly, most had occurred over the past year. The last 8 months, really. Beginning with the first day of my sophomore year at Jewel High. The day I met Rigel. With breathtaking rapidity, I again felt the astonishing jolt of our very first touch, the one that created our bond, followed by the successive gut punches of learning not only that Rigel was a Martian, but I was too. Not just Martian, but their long-lost princess. Now more recent emotions flooded me. The crushing weight of learning only I could save Nuoth from the Grendel, the dizzying rush to get me to Mars in time, anger and despair when Rigel's grandmother snatched him away because of the scandal we'd created with a stolen kiss. Relief again when I was acclaimed sovereign after a hard-fought campaign. One step closer to saving Nuoth, and happy anticipation that I'd finally get Rigel back. Then, before I could brace myself, I was brutally shattered by reliving Rigel's final message. He'd voluntarily had all memory of me erased and left for Earth without me. As the enormity crashed over me once more, I desperately wrenched my mind free of the communication device, releasing it with a cry of anguish to collapse on the floor beside it. No, 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 no. My arms around my knees, I rocked back and forth, willing it not to be true, until a firm hand on my shoulder stilled my motion.
Em, snap out of it, please.
Sean? Completely disoriented, I blinked at him, crouched beside me. How did he get into my bedroom?
Yes, Em, it's me. Are you hurt? What just happened?
Rigel, I whispered. He left me. Sean gave my shoulder a little shake.
I know. You already told me, remember? You let me watch his message. But what happened just now, with the Grendel? Can you tell me?
His voice was gentle but insistent. Gradually, I became aware of my surroundings. I wasn't in my luxurious palace bedroom after all. I was huddled on a cold stone floor in a closet-sized room, the secret room containing the Grendel device. Shivering, I struggled to focus, to push my freshly experienced pain away so I could remember, so I could answer. It worked, didn't it? They didn't cut the power? He nodded.
It worked. You saved us all. Saved Nuoth. You were a champ. But then...
I nodded slowly, trying to remember, to care. How long was I? I glanced at the device.
About half an hour this time. Not nearly as long as the first time. But it seemed to mess you up more?
There was a question in his expression, but answering it would shove me back into that yawning abyss of despair.
How about I take you upstairs?
Sean suggested when I didn't respond.
Dad'll want to hear about whatever you've learned.
When I made a feeble move to stand, Sean effortlessly lifted me to my feet, keeping hold of my hand to lead me toward the door. It didn't occur to me to pull away. All my attention was focused on putting one foot in front of the other, so I wouldn't have to remember, wouldn't have to think about the bleak future stretching in front of me. A future without Rigel.